I am here to present you with your nickel.
Thank you very much, and I am here to say that this is justifiably a nickel. Wow, 26, I don't think I've seen that face on a nickel. This is a new nickel.
I didn't even realize they gave you a special nickel.
I haven't used nickels for a long time.
You know what, that's funny. I
except to pay off bets.
Yeah. And I have done that. This week, Eating Crow, Payback, whatever you want to call it, I was wrong. And Tim Draper was right.
When we last met, you were wearing Bitcoin socks, and today you're wearing a Bitcoin...
A Bitcoin tie.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. In fact, I didn't wear my Bitcoin socks today.
To understand why I had to pay Tim a nickel on a bet we made years ago, we have to go back to that wager. So this next audio you'll hear is from 2019, and I've always wanted to say this. Previously, on Sand Hill Road.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Fair enough. You're terribly, terribly rich. I am not. Do you want to bet $1,000 to our favorite charity that in 4 years, whether Starbucks will be using Bitcoin?
Well, one way to get rich is not to bet. We have a maximum of a 5 cent bet in our family. You can bet 5 cents.
Would you like to bet 5 cents?
It's sort of a bet of pride, because I think you throw your pride out there, and then you realize that you lose your value. You lose your mind a little bit with your pride. So, what are you trying to bet me?
I'll bet you a nickel. 4 years from today, whether or not Starbucks is using Bitcoin, I'll say no, and I presume you'd say yes.
In 4 years?
You said 4 years.
You think Starbucks won't accept Bitcoin
in
4 years?
Yes, and I am betting you a nickel.
You are out of your mind.
Sean, our producer, is here. We have bet a nickel, and we should send it to a charity.
Totally out of his mind.
Okay, let's do this.
Where have you been living?
Let's do this coffee.
Living in a hole?
Well, it's a new way to pay for that latte. Cryptocurrency. Starbucks has already been accepting
Starbucks.
Bitcoin, and now
we're going to pay with Bitcoin using a Strike app.
El Salvador just became the first country to make Bitcoin a legal currency. But here's why this
la ley de Bitcoin.
Lawmakers in El Salvador broke into applause after voting to approve Bitcoin as legal tender on Wednesday.
So that's your backstory. I bet venture capitalist and diehard Bitcoin fanatic Tim Draper a nickel that Starbucks would not take Bitcoin in the following 4 years. And then El Salvador announced Bitcoin as legal tender. And, well, there are Starbucks in El Salvador. And
one,
damn
two,
it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I can go on.
Actually, do go on for
7, 8, 9.
So in 2022, I'm back at Tim's office at Draper University, giving him his 5 cents.
So we made that bet in March of 2019, and we gave it a four-year time limit, which gave you until March of 2023 to be proven right. You were proven right much more quickly. El Salvador made Bitcoin legal tender September of last year. You know, whether or not this...
And they're using OpenNode to accept Bitcoin down there. They have it at McDonald's, at Starbucks. They have it at all the chains. And this, I think, is going to be the beginning of something much, much bigger where it's going to travel from El Salvador to other parts of Latin America, and eventually it'll be around the world.
Both you and the president of El Salvador have made predictions that Bitcoin will go up a lot in value. And I want to talk about value in a second, but I want to start with the concept of a currency moving around in value. People get upset when we learn that the dollar buys 6% less today than it did this time last year. That's inflation, you know, against a basket of goods. But Bitcoin itself, since its highs in November, is down something like 30%.
Well, wait, one Bitcoin is still worth one Bitcoin.
It is, but that's
and they're
true.
Not printing
that's
any more true. Of and, them.
But to be fair, $1 is worth $1. Yes, they do print more of those. But how can we be excited about a currency if its value changes so often? This is the one thing that bothers me about Bitcoin. I get the value of the blockchain. I get the value of a non-fiat currency. If I were to purchase an object of some sort with Bitcoin on a given day, the amount of Bitcoin I would have spent on it today or 6 weeks previous to that purchase are all going to be different because of the various value of either the dollar or Bitcoin. And it makes it hard to use as a currency in that sense.
Sure, but all currencies are volatile against each other. But Bitcoin is particularly volatile because it is increasing in value at such a fast rate. The yen and the dollar aren't always 1 to 100 or whatever they are. The euro to the dollar aren't 1 to 1.3. All the time. They do move. And so if you're buying in euros or buying in dollars, sometimes it's going to be different. So just that's the nature of currencies. And I think what we're going through is we're going through a period of time where people are moving from this this government-centered money supply to one that is trust-centered around a wonderful software program that somehow has allowed us to have a very secure, very trusted third-party system. And that system is global, and it's open, and it's transparent, and it's decentralized, so no one politician can decide they're going to print 3 trillion of them and drop it in value.
One of the things that economists and financial writers are saying about the recent loss of value in Bitcoin is that because of these interest rate fears, that investors are taking their money out of more speculative things, tech stocks, Bitcoin, that kind of things, and putting it back into bonds and whatnot. Which, and you're nodding, so you agree with that premise, Jeff.
Yeah, that is all true.
Okay.
I think that there are investors who looked at Bitcoin and other currencies as speculating, and those investors are the ones who are leaving. The ones who are hodling are the ones who are believers in this new anthropological leap that humanity is going through. The internet was step one. Suddenly we were all connected. We could all trade across border. We could use in a virtual world, we can trade across borders. We don't need to travel thousands of miles to get to the place that we're going to do our business. And so then, Now we have a currency that operates effectively in a virtual world. And a bigger and bigger part of all that we do and all of our businesses is going to be virtual. It's going to be a part of the metaverse or whatever it is that we end up doing. And more of business is done in a virtual way. Less and less of it is done in the physical way. And so, I mean, if you're thinking about currencies in that way, you're saying, yeah, fewer and fewer needs for dollars to pay for things in the real world when we can operate much more of our life in this virtual world. And that's what's happening. We order our dinner online. We order our cabs online. These are not paid they don't have to be paid right. in physical dollars. So we operate our jobs online. In fact, people in California are second guessing the idea of hiring from California because there are so many regulations that have been piled up on any California employer for hiring California people that if those people are just going to work virtually, you might as well hire from somewhere that doesn't have all of those regulations in place. In a lot of places, you pay lower salaries too. Mm-hmm. So there is this this world that now is completely open. So if I'm going to hire an associate, I'm going to look in California, but then I'm also going to look in India and Pakistan and sure. Singapore and places where I would pay one third the cost and not be subject to all those heavy regulations and liabilities, potential liabilities that I would get from hiring somebody in California.
I want to return to this thought about Bitcoin as a currency. And I was saying that, you know, with the Fed threatening higher interest rates, some people are getting out of the speculation of Bitcoin. And so ironically, a central bank is to some degree affecting the overall value of Bitcoin. But as you predict these heady days ahead, both for the value and the use of Bitcoin, do you need those speculators in the system in order to drive up the value of Bitcoin? Because when they're leaving, the value of Bitcoin falls.
No, I think once people are able to buy their food, their clothing, and their shelter with Bitcoin, they will have no need for fiat currency. There will be no reason to hold dollars because I can get all the things that I need with Bitcoin. Once that happens, once people are using OpenNode and Cryptio for their accounting and paying their taxes on a system that is not tied to anyone, not forced to go through accounting and bookkeeping and auditing and all that stuff, it's all done automatically on the blockchain. Once all that happens, there will be no reason for anyone to hold dollars, and there will be a mass exodus. It'll be like a bank run. It'll be a run on the banks. It'll be a run on the dollar, and they will be out of there because they realize that the only thing people are going to want to hold will be Bitcoin and maybe other cryptocurrencies.
When we last met, you were wearing Bitcoin socks, and today you're wearing a Bitcoin...
A Bitcoin tie.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. In fact, I didn't wear my Bitcoin socks today. There is a reason. They're a little itchier, and I went for a hike and with my son, and we both got poison oak.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so I'm wearing socks that are slightly less itchy than my Bitcoin socks.
Right. So Bitcoin tie, Bitcoin socks. Is there anything that could happen with Bitcoin that would change your mind, or are you absolutely certain this is the currency of the future? You've said
I've always been an optimist, and so you have to take everything I say with a grain of salt. But I also have a window on the future because everyone I talk to, or most of the people I talk to, are entrepreneurs, and those entrepreneurs have a view of the future that is sort of 5 to 10 years out. And the entrepreneurs that come to me today are all operating on and I'm looking over at the chairs where those entrepreneurs would be sitting. They would all be operating on in a world where they believe that there is a metaverse that is completely operated in with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. That is what I am seeing from the entrepreneurs that come into this office. And that is usually something like 7 or 8 a day. And those are the images I have of what the future looks like. So I have kind of a window on the future. And my window on the future says there is going to be a moment where where you don't need to speculate on Bitcoin anymore because it is a part of us.
Venture capitalist Tim Draper, who asked me to repeat one more time, Tim Draper was right about Bitcoin and Starbucks. Enjoy your nickel. Sandhill Road is produced by Sean Myers under the leadership of Sarah Bueno and Stephanie Adruni. For more interviews with Silicon Valley's most influential entrepreneurs, check me out on TV at Press Here. That's Sunday mornings on NBC Bay Area and everywhere in the world on iTunes and at PressHereTV.com.